Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It is 6:45. As of right now, none of the federal grant money in a program designed to treat opioid addiction in rural communities will go to New Mexico. As Marisa DeMarco discovered, one factor in the funding distribution prioritized communities with white, non-Hispanic populations.
Congress boosted the budget for the battle against the opioid epidemic this year, and a chunk of it, $100 million, is slated for treatment and prevention in rural communities. But something about how lawmakers chose to prioritize that money caught a New Mexico health official by surprise. The funding is focused on counties that are mostly white. For decades, Rio Arriba County has had one of the highest drug overdose death rates in the United States. It's number two over the last couple of years, according to recent data. Lauren Reichelt is the Health and Human Services Director there.
Because we have been fighting it for so long, we have had access to resources, maybe not to the degree that we have a need.
That's why she was astonished, she says, to find out that Rio Arriba wasn't on the list of 220 vulnerable counties that would be the focus of this new grant money under the Rural Communities Opioid Response Initiative to the tune of $200,000 every year for 3 years.
One of the variables that they were looking for, and I quote this one, was persons who are not of Hispanic or Latino race, but white race only.
Rio Arriba County is 71% Hispanic and 20% Native American, according to the census. So what is this list that would prioritize white communities over places in New Mexico that have had such high overdose rates for so many decades? A former CDC scientist who was part of the team that created the list says it wasn't meant to be used this way. After a sudden HIV outbreak in an almost completely white county in Indiana, John Zabel and other CDC researchers authored a study about where something similar could happen.
All modeling is wrong, but some is useful. You try to build a model and to try to predict certain outcomes, and that's what this was.
They used six factors, and one of them was non-Hispanic white populations. Some of the 220 counties they put on that list don't actually have much of a problem with HIV, he says, and other places left off the list are still at risk, too.
This modeling study was not meant to identify all the places that were at risk for the totality of harms from opioids.
And yes, Zabel says, because white populations were a factor, it could skew this new funding toward white communities. Why didn't Congress look at overdose death rates instead, which is how the opioid epidemic is usually measured? The CDC already has an online estimator for drug deaths in the U.S. Many rural counties that show up as high risk there aren't targeted for this funding. David Montoya's brother died in Rio Arriba County in 2005 from an overdose on pills and alcohol.
I think if there would have been programs, it's a good possibility, you know, he would have probably had a chance. He would have had a place to go to.
David, though, has been clean for a year after spending 24 years addicted to opiates.
Because of the treatment, because of the program, because of my sobriety, because of the Suboxone, I am where I am today. Like I say, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have never pulled it off.
Rio Arriba is ground zero of this epidemic, and it's always on everyone's mind up here, he says. Most maps of the opioid crisis show the county turning a deep red first, before regions in the rest of the country flare up over the decades.
I guess it ran through generation after generation, you know, and it's getting younger these days. But, you know, if there's no resources, I mean, they don't have really nothing to run to, but to the dealers themselves.
Since we started asking about the list, the feds removed it from the funding announcement. A spokesman at the federal agency handing out the grants says they did that to reduce the number of questions they were getting from rural counties. He also stressed that any rural county can apply and make a case for being considered high risk. Rio Arriba's Lauren Reichelt says they will definitely try.
I do worry about the repercussions to my own ability to get my programs funded, but at some point you just have to say, you know what, this is wrong.
There's a difference, she says, between being a priority and simply being allowed to apply. Three members of New Mexico's congressional delegation wrote a letter urging the feds to include Rio Arriba among the targeted counties, to see a map of the majority white counties that are the focus of the funding and counties where death rates are high across the U.S. Go to KUNM.org.
Marisa DeMarco reporting. Over 140,000 petition signatures requesting paid sick leave for workers across San Antonio were hand-delivered Thursday. Joy Palacios reports.
The proposed citizen-driven ordinance calls for 6 to 8 days of paid sick time per year offered to employees of any business in San Antonio, or the business would face a $500 civil fine. Jolene Garcia with Working Texans says sick leave would protect working families.
You miss a day of work and you're out, you know, a day's food, or you're out for a portion of your rent.
There is opposition from the business community. San Antonio Chamber of Commerce President Richard Bedez says if passed, the ordinance would be damaging to small businesses.
It could force businesses to cut back. It could force businesses to close.
The city is evaluating the petition signatures. The ordinance could be on the November ballot. In San Antonio, Joy Palacios reporting.